And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Jake Goldberg is ready to move out into the woods and live in a tent rather than go through what these last few days have brought about. And today he's getting really serious because Mrs. Edward Way, that is, the former Mrs. Edward Way, is sitting in the Goldberg parlor waiting to see her ex-husband. She refuses to leave. And all his refusals to see her mean nothing to her. What she wants, what she expects, well, Molly doesn't know, but she's trying to find out. Listen.
Rosalie, please call me a few numbers. Someplace Mr. Way must be.
I don't know who else to call, Laura.
Family, please go inside to Mrs. Way and talk.
Well, what can I talk to her about, Laura?
Talk current events. Current events is a subject, too, no, Sammy?
Current events. Mrs. Way isn't interested in current events.
Oh, I can talk past events, future events.
All right, Ma, but I don't know
Sammy,
what to say.
Please, but out the bubble.
Ma, please.
I'll go in. You stay, you see? You stay. You see that? As if I'm talking backwards and forwards. You stay. Sammy, here. Take in some fruit to her. Maybe she'll nibble something.
All right.
What's Papa doing?
He's looking at pictures of houses.
Houses is looking. All right. Here's the fruit, so go in.
If Papa moves out of here tomorrow, I wouldn't blame him.
Oh, Sammy. Rosalie, who did you call?
I called Lawyer Steinberg.
Yeah.
And I called Willoughby.
And who else?
That's all.
That's all you called? Willoughby? Somewhat?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you call Bob?
The roadhouse?
Yes, the roadhouse. Maybe they went there to get his summer order for business for chicken broilers. Yeah, I think that's why Orion went with me today.
I'll try them.
Bob, pick yourself.
I know, Ma.
Please call Hildebrand.
Hello? I want Bob to pick yourself, please.
Ma. Oh, yes. She doesn't want any fruit, and she doesn't want to talk about current events.
Oh. Hello?
Let me go in and ask her if she wants a little water.
I'll go, Ma.
Hello? Okay. Just a minute, please. No questions, Rosalind.
Hello? Hello, this is Mrs. Goldberg on the wire.
Goldberg?
Yes. Well, could I inquire an inquiry, please? Was Mrs. Orion Leland and Mr. Ray there by you, perhaps, if... Yeah? Oh. Oh, thank you very much. How long ago did they left? I see. Well, thank you very much. I hope they were successful in getting your business for the coming season. Well, broilers and fryers are their speciality. Yes. Well, let me thank you also for them in their behalf. Thank you very, very much.
Were they there?
Yes, they were there. Oh, Dr. Cader?
Yes, I just saw Seymour down the road. And he says you have company here.
Yes,
Mrs. Way.
Yes, Mrs. Way. She's in the parlor.
Waiting for Mr. Way.
Sit down, Doctor.
Is Oriana there talking over her chicken business?
No, Dr. Kidd. Oriana and Mr. Way ran over to Bob pick yourself.
Hmm? Oh, well, I see.
Yes.
Would you mind if I take my coat off?
Oh, hello, Dr.
Kidd. All right, Rosie.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Hmm? Is she up there?
Well, she's very near.
I'll better go in then to her. I'll better go in. I'll tell her Mr. Bay will be home shortly. Excuse me, Dr. Cader. Dr. Cader, perhaps if you would...
No, thank you.
Excuse me. Rosalie, you come with me.
Ma,
come with me, Rosalie, please.
Excuse me, Dr.
Cader. Looks like a real neurotic.
I'm beginning to think all women are. It's very unscientific, but a useful premise in dealing with them.
Well, I suppose she has a lot to worry about.
No. If there's anything wrong with Mrs. Way, it must go back to long before Way went to prison. After all, it's a little unusual for a wife to let her husband go to prison when she can prevent it by giving up some money.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
It's more than funny. It's outrageous. And yet she did it. Then she divorced Way. Now she's back.
Why? I don't know.
Now, the question was rhetorical. You know, Sammy, the emotional life of human beings is utterly uncivilized. Up in the brain, up in consciousness, we all go about drunk with ethics and good intentions. And down below, in the unconscious, we live like wild beasts.
Sounds a little exaggerated.
Only because you're taken in by your own good intentions. You wouldn't dare write down and publish the things that come to your mind. You'd be ashamed. And yet they're the smallest part of that haunted world that controls our lives. Schopenhauer said that this would be a wonderful world if everyone in it were dead. He must have been listening in on his subconscious.
Molly, it's that... Oh, hello, Dr. Cater.
Hello, Schoberg.
There is Mama.
Inside with Mr. Way.
This is all a little more than I have bargained for, Dr. Cater.
More than anyone bargained for.
Get me a glass of water, Sammy, please. All last night, the phone didn't stop ringing. On the hour like a clock. I didn't sleep. Mrs. Goldberg didn't close an eye. The children were up. And all in all, it was like a nightmare for us.
Well, you're dealing with...
A very jealous woman, evidently.
Now, that's what I don't understand. Why should Mrs. Way be jealous? She got rid of her husband. She let him go to prison. She's got money, position, everything. What does she want with someone like him?
You don't love with your head.
But she was heartless.
You don't love with your heart. Love is vanity. And all women are vain. That's my philosophy, not withstanding Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh. Oh, there you are, Ariane. Where's Mr. Way? There's someone waiting for him.
I know. I saw the car.
Where's Mr. Way?
He'll be right in.
Ariane?
There's Mr. Ray. He'll be right in. He's talking to the chauffeur.
Orion,
Mr. Ray? Edward, Mr. Ray, Mrs. Ray is inside. I see. I'm glad he's inside our now.
I don't see how we can bring him back to talk to her.
Excuse me, I'll make coffee for everybody. Jane, dear.
You're afraid I'll say something?
What about family, please. Excuse me, Orion.
Why didn't you stay on the table? I'll
buy coffee.
How are you, Orion?
My health is excellent.
Fine.
How are you?
My health is excellent. I don't hear anything.
I didn't say anything.
I know that. I mean from inside.
Are you trying to listen?
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. What could she want with him?
She dislikes him.
Oh, that's different. Now she has a good reason to see him. That's why I come to see you.
Because you dislike me?
Because you dislike me. I can't resist a woman who hates me.
I don't hate you.
Oh, you love me, Orianne. Let me take you in my arms. I don't understand you. Here am I, an honorable man, offering you my hand in honorable marriage, and you refuse me. You refuse me and my hand in the marriage just for one reason, for one silly, stupid, inconsiderate reason. Just because you love me. That seems so incomprehensible to you, so insane that you can't bring yourself to give in. Well, I'm warning you, Orianne, that kiss or peck or whatever it was I got the other day has only whetted my appetite. I want more of the same. And I had every intention of getting it. Now, why can't you be sensible? Do you have to take on the chicken business, Mr. Way and that starved, neurotic ex-wife of his, just because you're obstinate?
I'm being sensible.
I offer you kisses and you talk sense. You know what you deserve. You deserve Edward Way and Mrs. Way and the chicken business.
And you know what you deserve?
Don't bother. I'll
talk.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Well, bye. I'll see you again. If they need a psychoanalyst, and I'm sure they do, recommend me. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye.
But for all of Christopher Cater's banter, the affair is serious and growing worse. There's no gaiety in Mrs. Way and no joking in Mr. Way. These two people face each other across a bitterness as intense as the 3 long years that Way spent in jail.